5 bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go.
Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just 1 minute, we'll step into Chief Cody's office at Fire Headquarters, where the Chief and rookie fireman Tim Collins are discussing the disastrous Saxon Sims warehouse fire of the previous night. A fire that began, by strange coincidence, at the very moment Saxon Sims, the wealthy exporter, was giving a benefit party for the Firemen's Association. Witnesses say the fire began with a great explosion, and Sims, eager to clear up the mystery of its cause, suggested someone may have left the gas burner turned on in the warehouse laboratory. But the chief learns from the lab technician that the gas burner has not been used for months, which leaves the chief still in a quandary as to the fire's origin, a quandary that suddenly deepens when he reads a certain item in the newspaper, an item that electrifies both the chief and Tim. But before we go deeper into this fire mystery, let's listen to this. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Chief Cody at Fire Headquarters, where the chief and Tim are talking over the Sims warehouse fire after a morning of investigation by the chief into the cause of the blaze. Witnesses say it began with a mysterious explosion, and at the suggestion of owner Saxon Sims, Chief Cody has just finished questioning the lab technician who, Sims says, might have left a gas burner turned on in the warehouse laboratory. But what the chief learns from the technician just about explodes that theory.
Yes, Tim. Jessup, the lab technician, thinks the explosion by gas theory is all wet.
Oh, how come, sir?
Well, he says that while there was a gas line in the lab, it hasn't been used for months. He uses an electric hot plate for his experiments instead of a gas burner.
Hmm. Well, apparently Mr. Sims didn't know that.
No, apparently not. Jessup also says no inflammable liquids or gases were stored in the lab, so that rules out explosion by other means.
Yes, sir, and yet witnesses say there was a terrific explosion. I was just reading the account of it in the paper here.
Quite a front page spread.
Yes, sir.
Total loss. Cause explosion of undetermined origin. Covered by insurance, I see.
Yes, sir. That's lucky for Mr. Sims.
Yeah, but what I'd like to know is what caused that explosion. Place just doesn't blow up all... what's this?
Something in the paper, sir?
Yeah, a little item at the bottom of the page. The entire crew of the freighter KTD, which sank mysteriously off New Guinea, en route from Sumatra to this country, arrived safely in Brisbane. The KTD, carrying Far Eastern food products, was under the charter of the S. Sims Steamship Line.
Yes? Well, Saxon Sims, of course. Yeah. Well, he does own a steamship line, doesn't he?
Yes, and now on top of losing a warehouse by fire, he lost a ship. Mysteriously sunk off the coast of New Guinea.
Gee, poor Mr. Sims, he's sure having tough luck.
Tough luck? I wonder, Tim. I'm beginning to wonder.
What do you mean, Chief?
I don't quite know. I suppose I'm off my trolley to even harbor such a thought. But doesn't it strike you as a remarkable coincidence that within a space of a week, Saxon Sims suffers 2 major catastrophes, both surrounded by mysterious circumstances?
Well, yes, sir, it is unusual, but gosh, how can there be any connection between a warehouse fire in this country and a ship sinking 10,000 miles away?
Oh, I don't know, maybe none. Yet the newspaper calls it a mysterious sinking, which means nobody yet knows the cause.
And the warehouse fire?
Nobody yet knows the real cause of that, except that it started with a mysterious explosion.
Well, then, sir, you're suggesting...
I'm not suggesting anything, son. I just... Oh, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Chief Cody speaking. Oh, hello. Well, fine, thank you. Yes, I am. Well, surely be glad to see you. Fine. Goodbye.
A caller coming, sir?
Yeah, and guess who? The gentleman under discussion. Saxon Sims.
A few minutes later, the chief, his mind still filled with many unanswered questions, ushers the wealthy exporter into his office.
Hi, it's so good to see you again, Chief Cody, and you too, Tim.
How do you do, sir?
Found myself in your neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in with this.
Oh, the check for the Benefit Association. Well, thank you very much, sir.
$8,000. I hope the association finds good use for it.
It certainly will, Mr. Sims. We use our fund for sick and aged members of the fire service. You can be sure it will be appreciated.
Good. Tell me, how are you coming with your investigation into last night's fire?
Oh, not so well, I'm afraid. At least it's still a mystery what caused the explosion.
Oh? Did you talk to Jessup, my lab technician?
Yes. He thinks explosion by gas is very improbable.
Why does he think that?
Well, he says the gas line in the lab hasn't been used in months. He used an electric hot plate for his work.
Oh. I thought he used a gas burner. Do you have any other theories?
No, I'm afraid at the moment we're up against a stone wall. All we know is that it started by explosion. Several witnesses testify to that.
But what caused the explosion? That's the question, eh, Chief?
That's the question. Oh, by the way, I read in the paper that one of your ships sank off New Guinea.
Oh, you saw that little item, eh?
Yes, sir. The chief and I were just remarking what hard luck you were having lately.
Yes, I do seem to be running into a bit of it. Well, thank heavens, all hands were saved, though.
The news account called it a mysterious sinking, Mr. Sims. Have you had any report on the cause?
I've heard nothing yet. Probably struck a mine left over from the war. Those things float around for years, you know. Well, I must be off. Busy day today.
Well, thanks again for the check, sir. You've been most kind.
Oh, not at all. And about your investigation, if I can be of further assistance, don't hesitate to call on me.
Well, thank you. We haven't given up yet.
Of course, I suppose there is a chance you may never discover the real cause, isn't there?
Yes, many fires have to go into the records with that familiar notation, undetermined origin.
When exactly do you close your records on a fire? I mean, how long do your investigations generally last?
Well, that depends, Mr. Sims. In this case, I have a feeling it may last for some time. A building just doesn't suddenly go up with a loud bang without cause.
No, of course not. Well, good luck, gentlemen, and don't forget, let me know if I can be of any help. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Sir.
Tim.
Yes, Chief.
There's something wrong.
What do you mean wrong, sir?
Something wrong about the Sims fire, about that mysterious sinking. As much as I fight against it, I think there's something wrong about Saxon Sims.
Oh, but Chief, he's one of the best friends the fire service ever had. How many people would stage a benefit and turn over $8,000 to the Firemen's Association?
There's something strange about that, too. About the way Saxon Sims suddenly decides to throw a big party for the association. Shows this sudden interest in our wealth.
Well, he's a wealthy man, sir. He just likes to help out worthy causes.
Yes, I know, but why? What's his real reason?
I think you're being overly suspicious, Chief.
Maybe I am, but there's something about the man's manner. He's almost too kind, too generous, too eager to help us get at the bottom of the warehouse fire.
Are you suggesting that he may be behind that?
I don't know.
But why, sir? Why should a wealthy man want to destroy his own property? Couldn't be for the insurance. Why, he must be worth millions.
I know. He's said to be one of the richest men in town. But still, Tim.
Yes, Chief.
I've got a hunch. I may be wrong, so wrong it'll be funny, but I've got to find out. Come on. We're going to pay a call on my old friend Jim Spencer.
The banker?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the idea, Chief?
You'll see. Let's go.
A few minutes later, Chief Cody and Tim are sitting in the big mahogany-paneled office of James Spencer, investment banker. And from the expression on Mr. Spencer's face, it is plain that the question Chief Cody has put to him startles and surprises him.
You ask me what is the financial status of Saxon Sims? Why, any man in town can tell you that, Chief. He's one of the richest men in the state.
Yes, I know he's supposed to be, Jim, but is there any way you can quickly check to find out for sure?
Why, yes, I can check. But why is there any doubt about it?
It's a long story, Jim, but take my word, it's important. I may be way off the beam, but it would help in an investigation I'm making if I knew exactly what Saxon Sims' financial standing is.
Why, sure, Chief, I'll check for you. I'll call some friends downtown. But Saxon Sims, why, he's as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar.
Minutes later, as the Chief and Tim sit tensely across the desk from James Spencer, the banker lets the phone drop gently into its cradle. For a moment, he just sits there, staring across at the two men. Then he speaks.
It's impossible. I can't believe it.
What is it, Jim?
My friends downtown, they say that Saxon Sims has just recently had a series of sudden reverses, bad investments, and...
Yeah?
And that his whole financial empire is on the verge of collapse.
Saxon Sims on the brink of bankruptcy? Well, that's a far different picture of the famous exporter than the world has of him. Everybody, even banker James Spencer, believed he had millions, and now it develops that he's facing financial ruin. How does this tie in with the mystery of the warehouse fire and the mysterious sinking of his ship, the Katy D? To learn the next thrilling development in this fire drama of the decade, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. We're going to talk about the basement today, or the cellar, as it's called sometimes. Fire statistics show that more fires start in the basement than in any other part of the home. That's because the basement is so often used as a storage place for old newspapers, paint cans, and other inflammable material. So here's how you can remove a serious fire hazard from your home. Have a good old-fashioned cleaning spree and clear all the old useless articles and accumulation of papers out of the basement. For remember, more fires begin in the basement than anywhere else. Well, that's all for now. Till we meet again, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.